Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I love running up the score. I love it. Any excuse to have a hack of Drummond in a 30-point game, give it to me. I want to blow everything out.
Sign me up for hack of Drummond. The Boston Celtics are in-season tournament bound. They may be going to Las Vegas, but we have to wait and see what happens to tonight against the Indiana Pacers. But this is an exciting time for Celtics fans, all right? College Street Podcast. I am Joseph Pavone. Sean Dukes is here. Jerome Pavone is here. And I got to say, man, I wasn't entirely, like, ecstatic about this whole in-season tournament. But after the last game, after Tuesday night's matchup, the way the crowd was, the way the team reacted, that was a playoff-like atmosphere. I mean, if you ask me, man, I'll tell you this much. This Boston Celtics team, that's what you're supposed to do. When you're a championship-bound team, when you're a championship-caliber team, your coach is supposed to go for that. So I don't want to hear any smoke about, oh, embarrassing the game or running up the score and all that. No. When you have a team that's that talented, that's what you're supposed to do, right? And I hope you two feel the same way. So we'll get into that. We'll also get into the rest of the schedule, of course, with Sean's looking ahead. We'll go around the NBA with, in case you missed it, because it's in-season tournament season, so to speak, right? And I feel like Celtics fans aren't the only ones, right? I feel like a lot of the NBA fans who still have a team in the fight, all of a sudden, this thing is cool now. You know what I mean? Like, what do you guys think?
It's only not cool
if your team's not in it anymore.
Yeah.
This thing is stupid anyways.
Well, you know? I feel like that was the way before the in-season tournament started, everyone's like, well, this is going to be fucking weird. Like, what is this going to be? And then all of a sudden the first games happened and it was so competitive. Everyone was playing hard. There was money on the line. And like, I think you even look at those first games where everyone was 0-0 in the in-season tournament. And it was like, oh, people actually, these teams are playing for it. That was like the first night in like NBA history where there was 10 games and all of them were decided by like 5 points or less or something like crazy like that. It was something like that. And then you start to think about it. It's like, yeah, actually, there's a lot of people that can benefit from the money. And then you're thinking of like in a market like Boston, what are they going to say to you? If you make it into the in-season tournament and you win it, they're going to say, okay, it's just an in-season tournament. You won it. Congratulations. But if you don't win it, they're going to start to say, well, is this team actually a championship team? It's going to bring a lot of extra like pressure onto you.
Right. And so, I feel like that's what the NBA wanted from the beginning, Sean. Yeah.
That's true. So I think it's all been great. I think it's been the other night when everyone was running up the fucking scores, the Knicks were going for like a 40 point win. And they were like, there was like RJ Barrett on the bench. Like, We got 7 minutes left in this game, man. I think we can do it. Let's get back in the game, man. They got back in the game. They ran up the score. I love running up the score. I love it. When they fouled, any excuse to have a hack of Drummond in a 30-point game, give it to me. I want to blow everything out. So
this sounds like your side. Me up. Sign me up for Hackett Drummond. Hell it is.
Hands down. I was stoked to see it, man. I was stoked to see it.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Joe and Bobby Davidson had to meet at half court.
Bobby!
Yo, Bobby was not having it. Bobby approached Joe Mazzulla with what the fuck are you doing?
He's like, yo, my all dude. Over him. My dude, yeah. What is your problem? Like, it's.
No, but how about, shout out to Joe Mazzulla for having his hands ready. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yo,
what do you want me to do, bro?
Bobby Davidson had his hands folded. Yo, Joe Mazzulla was like, yo, what you trying to do? Like, I felt like he burst in with, like, yo, I got my hands and. If you want to go that route, we can do that too, because you know he's about that jiu-jitsu and UFC. Like, Joe's about that life, so I thought that was a really funny moment.
Joe Mazzulla, if Bobby Davidson said any type of expletive,
but you got to remember, like, Bobby Davidson is like 12 years Mazzulla senior, so
he's a
different generation.
12? Bobby Davidson was at Florida with fucking Al Horford and Joakim Noah. He was 15 years older than those dudes. He's at least 20 years older than Joe Mazzulla.
Well, I mean,
I was giving him benefit of the doubt, but you're right. It might be a 25 year difference. Right.
He's probably 30 years older than Joe Mazzulla. 30. I think he's 30. He's probably 30 years old.
Well, I mean, the fact that Joe was ready to be like, you know, you want to talk about it, I'll explain to you, because even though this is technically considered a regular season game, it's not. It's an in-season tournament game. Right. We got to coach it differently. And he said it afterwards. He's like, my squad wanted to win this, not only win it by win it by a significant margin. So he backed them up on it. The same thing he did. Hold on.
And he said, yo, if you want these hands, we can do that too. He said that too as well.
Oh, well, I mean, Sway was there, so I mean, maybe he heard something I didn't see or I couldn't read the lips on that. But
he said, "Yo, if you want to talk to Jack Johnson and what do you say, that Anchorman? We can talk out back." He said,
"If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you right here."
I heard Bobby Davidson was like, "Hey, you're a part time Celtic guy, aren't you, Joe? Aren't you?" he goes, 1 weekend you were on the North Shore, the next weekend you were dropping eyes on the Southie on C Street or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, you live the double
running
life.
Up the score doesn't necessarily add inches to your dick, all right?
Yeah, man.
Just what? Less than a month ago when they were up by what on what was it, Toronto? And Brissett was like, "Coach, like that ball wasn't out of bounds on me. Like, yo, challenge this shit. I don't care if we're up by 25. He's like, "You know what? I'm challenging that shit." He's backing up his players. Like, if they believe like this in-season tournament is important to them, then fuck it. Why not be the inaugural tournament winner, NBA Cup winner? What do we call it? The Silver Cup winner.
NBA in-season tournament.
Nice. Why not be both that winner and an NBA champion at the same time? Like, why not? Why not in the inaugural season be the only team to pull that fucking off?
Dude, did you just top his CLNS jingle? I think you did.
CLNS. Pull what off? Pull what off? Wait.
But it's great. But this is more. This is modernized.
Are you guys saying that Joe Mazzulla shouldn't be gunning for the NBA in season tournament?
Yo,
NBA in season tournament.
I don't even know, bro. You tell me. Creed?
And it sounds like,
Puddle of Mud. Puddle of Mud.
And I'm in season.
Can you win the NBA Cup win the NBA Cup. Running up the score.
Scoring differential.
Can you take it all the way? You shoved it in my face. That's how Bobby Davis is.
Something in my face. Yo, somebody's gonna get. Look, 27. Yeah, he's like, yo, they're up 30. You know, I feel bad for like Drummond. I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking, why'd you have him in the game, bro? If it's garbage time, so then you're thinking that he's a garbage time player? Is that what you're telling me?
I also, it sounds like you didn't do your boy a solid.
Seriously, bro.
I also have problems with the Chicago Bulls not aggressively going for the only thing that they could possibly win this year.
They didn't give a shit about that. Yo, they went 0-4 in that shit. Bobby Davis was like, I can't get these guys to fucking win a practice. Never mind a fucking
season game. And DeMar DeRozan after game one was like, yeah, I really don't like the fact that point differential is the big thing here.
We only score 90 points a game, so I don't know how we're going to do this.
we really would be behind in point differential because if we win, it's by two. You know what I'm saying?
Spoken like a non-champion. Jeez, yeah. Tell me you didn't win that chip in Toronto with Kawhi without telling me you didn't win that chip in Toronto with Kawhi.
Yeah. Tell me why Popovich said, yeah, you can just fucking leave.
You're not championship material.
Yeah. Oh, that's why Toronto. You never won in Toronto.
Toronto was right.
Yeah, go make your money, Doug.
Like DeRozan, stop talking, bro. You're not helping yourself right now.
Yeah, you're number four on a championship team. I got you. So you just pull up at the free throw line because it's an easy shot, and it's actually a horrible basketball game plan. I got you. Okay. That's why he's a 2-point leader in the league, bro.
I mean, look, you know, at the end of the day, are the ratings where they're supposed to be in November with football season still going on? You look at it now, it's pretty much that was the point, right, of the in-season tournament this early in the season to get people watching the product, regardless if there was a fucking, you know, a chokehold or somebody running up the score. It got people watching.
You know what I still think they got to do next year? They gotta go against NFL on Thursday nights. Cause Thursday night football sucks in October, bro.
I don't know. I think it's just in general, like they just want more eyes on the product in those beginning months.
I feel like it's bad. And it's also like, they cut a deal with the NFL being like, all right, we won't do inside the NBA. Don't worry. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they sort of like, well, they struck a deal with those guys.
You mean collusion? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You could be on something
NFL
there.
NFL wants all that. And the NBA was like, you know what? All right, we'll do our NCAA tournament then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so and plus, like this being the inaugural one, it's like, you know, they're going to obviously, there's some bugs to work out, which they want to get rid of the point differential or not have them be, the tiebreaker, then do two games each team then. Do the home and away like they do in soccer. Like, do that. What's the problem?
Yeah. I don't think you do a home and home, but I think you, like, you can, what is it? Right now it's
six groups of four, right? 2014? No, 30? No, six? No, how many groups are there? Shit. I can't do math. Here we go again.
There's 30 NBA teams, right?
So, yeah, so there's six. I was right. Six groups of four, but, like, why am I missing teams?
Six groups of four. Six times four is 24.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. There's how many teams are there? Aren't there 30 teams?
So six groups of five.
Six groups of five. Okay. Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking because there was four games for each team. That's why.
So you gotta make it so that every team plays each other in the groups. Head-to-head tiebreakers versus point differential tiebreakers.
Yeah, it's like when you're trying to explain it to a casual fan is like, well, what's up with the points thing? If you're a soccer fan, you know that sometimes
it's the goal differential, right? Goal differential.
Yeah, that's what usually, you know,
the home and away, which is actually great for soccer. I love that for soccer. But the Champions League also takes about 10 months to complete. So, like, you can't really do that shit.
No, I got you. But like, in the World Cup, there isn't any, you know, home and away. It's just you got four teams in a group usually, right? And you play the three games, and if there's a tie, and if there's a tie of record in the, within the group, it goes down to the goal differential in each of the games.
Right, which I like goal differential, but I also think there needs to be something a little bit different than point differential, because that is not how basketball is. It's not how basketball.
Yeah,
works.
No one has ever said, "Oh, we got to win by X amount of points for us to get into the playoffs."
You know what I would recommend? I think that if it's gonna be tough to do it now, but like, I feel like if you won a group in last year's standings or were second in a group from last year's standings, that should be a little bit of a tiebreaker in the next year. Like, how did you perform?
So you're talking about going forward.
I'm saying next year, if you were like, hey, you took the in-season tournament seriously last year, our inaugural year, the tiebreaker this year is, first off, we're going to play all in the group. You're going to play four games in the group. Wait, they didn't play four games this year.
Yeah, but there's five teams, so they're not going to play each other. So it's, we had it right. We had it right the first time. There's five teams in the group, but then there's four games. You know what I'm saying? For each team. Like in Group C, where the Celtics were, it was Celtics, Toronto, Brooklyn, Orlando. Who else am I missing? Chicago, right? And then that's them. So that's five teams. There you go. Shit. Causeway and math, you know? Doesn't get any easier to get older.
Like the Atlantic Division except sub out Philly.
I mean, Orlando too. Orlando used to be in the Atlantic Division. They're in the Southeast, yeah. Remember? There used to be two divisions for each conference. Now there's three.
Orlando's not in our division?
No, bro. The Celtics division is Brooklyn, New York, Philly, and Toronto. That's it. Then the Southeast division is Miami, Orlando, Charlotte.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I fucking keep thinking that Orlando's in our division. Fucking back in the day.
Back in the day they were. Back in the day they were, yeah. You're right. They were, but not anymore.
Now, I know, I like, obviously, Bucks, Chicago, fucking Midwest teams aren't in our division.
The Pacers, Cleveland, yeah, that's what
it is. Yeah, like, they were never in our division. Yeah, never had to worry about them, though. But I feel like Orlando still...
Yeah, it used to be the Atlantic and the Central Division. That was it. Mm-hmm. And so then there was more teams fighting for the division title. That's why a lot of teams, the division title means something more to them, because there was a bunch of teams back in the day.
Teams that were in those divisions.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Celtics coming out and being a bunch of bitches and apologizing, bro?
I mean, I don't look at it like that. I think if they led with that, then it would have sounded more like, you know, quote, bitching to me. But they were asked a question like, yo, how did it feel, you know, with this whole point differential thing? And they were straight up honest, like, yo, it felt kind of weird, you know, in any other regular season game. We would get taken out like in the third quarter or the middle or the end of the third quarter, and we're sitting watching the fourth. But they didn't say, because Joe was the one that said it. Somebody should have been like, you know, actually we were going for it, so we don't blame Joe for doing what he did, because we wanted to make sure that we advance, not only advance, but win the group.
Yeah, let me ask you something though. Do you feel like the NBA is asking for a little bit too much from their players, from saying, hey, we'll put these new tanking, these new resting player rules. What am I trying to say?
It's to limit the load management shit.
Load management, new load management rules.
Yeah.
On the same season that they're putting this in-season tournament in, which is basically forcing starters to play into the fourth in blowouts, which can cause injuries. It's like, if Jaylen Brown gets injured in the fourth quarter trying to run the score up on the Bulls, that's a bad look. You know what I mean?
Well, then I think that's another reason why this dude went to the hack of Drummond, because it's like,
yeah,
the score is going, the clock is stopped essentially. But like the more points we can get out of this, the less likely I can have these dudes on the court.
All right, you know what they do next year? You know what they do next year? They go 3-pointers made. It's the differentiator, tiebreaker.
Then it'd just be fucking like 60, 70, 80 3-pointers attempted. In a game like that.
You know, the NBA would love that shit. They'd be like, yo, what? Sam Hauser's like, yo, what? We're 3-0 and we need some 3-pointers, bro. Like Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser just bing, 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 bing.
It's like all the best 3-pointers are in. that's the 5. Yeah, I don't know. I think they do.
Like
I think they
did. Out of retirement?
I think the points differential thing comes into play because when it comes down to seeding, right? If there's a tiebreaker and that doesn't define who's the winner, and then it goes down to that, right? Isn't that how it is in a division? Like your record in the division or the
head to head,
and there's other like factors if need be. So I think they're just like, let's just do
that. Yeah, I feel like head to head should solve most of this because if you play every team once. Like if I'm tied with the Pistons and the Pistons beat me, then I'm out. Why is this head to head?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, now it's going to be interesting because it's a knockout. It's just one and out, one and done.
See, that's when the entertainment comes in, man. I'm telling you, that's when the competitiveness comes in. And if you ask me, that's what happened in that Celtics game. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that they went into this game being like, yo, we're not going for it whatsoever, but. When the opportunity presented itself, Joe was like, yo, let's fucking go. And I like that about Joe. I really do. Like, that's one of the things where I'm like, oh, okay, well, he stands on that competitive spirit, right? Because before the game, he was singing a different tune. And then the moment he had a chance to do it, he's like, all right, let's fucking go. And I give him credit. The head coach, you don't want to establish the fact that this is the goal when you're in the middle of a regular season. It's very similar to what he explained. You know what I mean? Like, it's like one of those things where it's like, you don't want to send the wrong message because the message since day one has always been, you know, handling the issues that are right in front of you, going through the obstacles and fighting through as a team, you know, step by step and not always trying to look way down the road or look too far ahead. So it falls in line with everything he's been preaching since training camp. However, you know, you got the sense that through his poker face that he was serious. And I'm so happy that that wasn't the case because I really do think this is beneficial for the Celtics team.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, you know, since then or just in general during this whole in season tournament, the pilot program. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's fresh. Yeah. They're going to work out the case.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Like you're gonna hear the pros and you're gonna hear the cons and you're gonna hear the complaints and the courts look like ass in some places and. Teams that didn't understand what they were doing to begin with, how this works, or they didn't take it serious until, like, you know.
Yeah. Ask courts. People don't. I'm just messing with you, but you're right. You're right. Everyone is finding a reason to complain about this thing.
There's a reason for all these different, things, but the whole point of this is because it's different, even though, you know, they count as regular season games, it's different from a regular in season game. I mean, from a regular season game. Sorry. That's what I meant to say. In season versus regular season.
When you lost us, we were trying to figure this out. We're trying to figure this out. Next year, in season tournament, you have to replace point differential. What is your fucking tiebreaker?
Man, I mean, this type of format, this type of tournament, I mean, you could do you can revert or you can switch it up to point system, but I just feel like the best way. I mean, if I had to guess of the biggest changes going into next season, is that there's way more games throughout the round stage.
Yeah, but listen to this. You could easily do head-to-head tiebreaker because there's no ties in the NBA. So if my team's 3-1 and your team's 3-1 and you beat me, you advance. Why is that so crazy?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Or my other crazy idea, this is my crazy idea, it's 3-pointers made.
That's crazy.
You say fuck the point differential, and then you let in garbage time when you're up by 30 points, you got to start cranking out 3-pointers and put your best 3-point shooters in. You know what I mean?
A four shootout.
I don't know. That's like, exciting basketball.
Get all the white guys in. Get all the white guys to play, bro. You know what I mean?
It turns into like a reverse like all-star game then at that point.
Mm-hmm. What team's going to sign Kyle Korver just to help him up?
I was going to say, Reggie Miller's coming out of retirement just to run up in garbage time and just put up some threes, dude.
Imagine. He's like, I never want a ring. Give me this one. Shit.
All right.
Give me that ISP ring. Give me that ISP. That NBA in season tournament.
that jingle sounds way better than that commercial with Christopher from fucking The Sopranos.
No, Christopher, me and Christopher, if they let us collaborate, bro, it'd be like.
Yeah, I like that. I like the Montesante, the Montesante fucking commercial. Yeah.
Anything Christopher Montesante does, I am a fan of, bro. I am a fan of it. Okay.
I think. You know, when it comes to the Celtics at least, well, I mean, the Celtics, we'll just talk about the Celtics, right? Because.
With the in-season tournament.
Yeah, like they want to not just become champions. They want to be the NBA Cup champions as well. So why not? Why not? Just go for it.
My whole thing is like, yo, if you're on your own shit, you know what I mean? So to speak, in the sense of like, you don't want to like, disrupt the focus you guys have and the growth you guys have, and that's great because this is a perfect opportunity for you guys to be challenged, to take on that challenge, and to obviously show the NBA that you're the last team standing in this whole thing, right? And it's the inaugural season. This is the first time they've done something like this. But at the same time, I feel like that again, that competitive spirit takes over, and that's what you want to see. Like, can you guys imagine if this thing was going on in the 07-08 season? Like, do you like? Understand how like motivated Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and these guys would be. Like they would have
been all about it. They would have been all about it. Yeah.
They would have loved this, man. Because at the end of the day, it's about competition. And sure,
they would have beat every team by 70 points.
And of course, there's a half a million incentive, but that's not what they're going to be playing for, right? Like we all know, that's just heart and soul. So if you ask me, man, we got a glimpse of the heart and soul of this team. You know what I mean? Like we got a glimpse of. You know, when they're up against it and they're in this format that they're able to compete, not only is your head coach all in, but these guys are too. And I don't know. I don't hold much weight to what guys like Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday had to say about running up the score. I feel like it was more of like a PR move, so to speak. More of a, you know, this doesn't mean all the world, you know, this isn't like everything to us. And so they had to go out and do that. But, you know, deep down inside, they're like, yo, we won, and that's good. Like, I don't think they walk away from the last win thinking, you know, we don't agree with that win. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, they were asking.
It's unfortunate it had to play out that way in some regard. But at the same time, this is what the NBA asked for. And if you're a competitor, that's what you do. You compete to win.
They were asked a question. I was telling Sean earlier. Yeah. I was like, if they led with that by just saying, first off, I want to start by saying, you know, that was a poor – Yeah, it was a poor display of basketball. We should have never played like that because of X, Y, and Z. That's one thing. But they were asked the question, like, how does it feel to have this point differential thing kind of hanging over this game? And they,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So
but they also, were asked the question, also so they answered it.
That's a good point, Joel.
Let's hypothetically say.
Because you can run that quote. You can take that quote and take it out of context. For sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, yeah.
But if they took the Bulls' point of view, even if they were 13-0 going into the in-season tournament, then they lost four straight, and they were still number one team in the league, but whatever, we didn't care about this tournament, right? Yo, Boston would be destroying them right now. Destroying them, being like, oh, wow, this team can't get up to a big game and stuff. So, like, the way that you said about 07-08, I actually think that they would have bulldozed any fucking team that was in front of them, no matter what, like in-season tournament, double championship tournament, doesn't matter. That team was going to beat whatever team was there.
Yeah, you're right.
Can this team beat whatever team is there and not worry about this? Like, it's almost like stop worrying about the tournament and just win your fucking games. Like, win every game in front of you, and then you're going to be fine. You know what I mean?
Like a competitor, right? Like, that's what you're supposed to do. And before anybody says, oh, well, this doesn't even matter, or no one even cares about this, these games still go towards your regular season record. And last time I checked, that matters. It's always going to matter. So it's like I said, like what I said from the top, man. The whole like, oh, this doesn't mean anything. But the moment they're in the finals, or at least the next round or two, all of a sudden it kind of means a little bit more, right? Especially for the fans and the players. I honestly think so. As much as they don't want to admit it, I think it means more now. And I think that's what the NBA sort of had in mind. Like, okay, it's going to be an afterthought in the beginning. People are going to make jokes or whatever. But the closer we get to the championship round, the teams that are still in it and their fan bases, they're all going to be glued to the TV. That's exactly at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We want the extra ratings. We want the ratings, and we want to boost the ratings that have never been at that level at this point of the season.
But, can I ask a clarification question too, real quick?
What's up?
If the Celtics,
if they lose, they have a game at the Garden. They're going to host the loser of the Knicks and the Bucks.
So they don't get 8 days off.
No.
And that goes towards the regular season. Joe's like, absolutely not.
Aren't you looking ahead right now?
I'm trying to do the fucking algebra equation that is the fucking NBA in-season tournament.
Don't do it.
Because right now, I'm looking
at it. He's trying to define X.
No.
What is X?
Causeway math doesn't mix. It never has.
That's why I was way too early coming in on that.
You really was. Hey, my man, read the room. Read the room.
I was looking at the schedule, getting my thing ready, and I was like, December 1st, December 4th, December 12th, December 12th. What? You got eight games off.
Yo, if you didn't notice that, you're about to read out those games. I would have been like, Sean, that's in 2 weeks.
And then on December 12th, Tuesday, you know.
So this is going to be an eight-day break. What?
On the 12 days of Christmas. Wait a second. What's going on here?
Talk about a bonus for getting into the NBA season tournament. They got an eight-day break. What?
Well, no wonder they went hard. They wanted this time off. No. The last thing I'll say about this is, like, I thought it was hilarious that Charles Barkley was like, it doesn't make sense that, like, the Kings are out west, are one of the top teams, and they didn't make it to the next round. It's like, yo, bro, that's not how the tournament works, my dude.
The Kings did make it.
They did make it. But being the top seed, like you were talking about Minnesota, and there was a couple of other teams that were like, yo, how did they not make it to like the next round if they're the top team? It's like, yo, it wasn't based on record. It was based on like the way the tournament was set up. So not everybody gets a tournament. That's what it is.
The NBA wants teams like the Pacers, and it wants teams like the Kings in it, because they know their fan base is going to be over the top. Like, when's the last time a Kings fan watched a Western Conference Finals game with their team in it? Like, it's been 20 years. You know what I mean? So I feel like that was the incentive. Obviously, they want the top notch teams and the contenders to be in it at the end as well. But they also knew going into it, that is a strong chance that the other teams will squeeze in as well.
The only thing I don't like about the way to have it set up is, like, there's always, like, I feel like they want it to be in November versus when they start in October, right? But there's always like three or four teams that have no business of going like 7-3. You know what I mean?
Right. That happens every year. Yeah, you're right, Sean. And you know what? Jalen told us in Philly that, which is comes as no surprise, but this is, like you said, the first month or 6 weeks of the regular season is easily the lowest ratings they receive. You know, everyone's talking about football. Everyone's focused on, you know the old saying, the NBA season doesn't start until Christmas. And for some people, it doesn't start until after the Super Bowl, you know? So
if they can, you know how like the college playoffs are going to expand. If they just expand this to be like from game one to Christmas, Christmas is now going to be first place game, second place game, third place game, and then consolation game. And you earn your right to play on Christmas.
Yeah, man. That's whatever.
This is the most challenging look ahead Sean's ever dealt with. But
I don't really like this.
Enough time has passed that Sean, I think he's ready now. He's talked us through it. And the show goes on, damn it. So here we go. It's time to look ahead and see what's up next with the Celtics. Sean, what we got?
All right, big game tonight. Celtics play the 76ers. Garden?
I mean, yes, they did, sir.
And that will be a fun fun atmosphere.
For like, dude, this is a rubber match, guys. What do you guys feel about?
What do you mean the rubber match? I feel like they played the Sixers for like the 17th time already in like 2 months.
Well, this is the third that matters, all right, Joel?
All right.
You know how rubber matches work.
If the in-season
they lost one, they won one, and here comes the rubber for the third.
Yeah, so I have mad rubbers. I feel like you just make the schedule and you just cut it off, and everyone plays their own division for the first 2 months of the season, and then December's a little bit of a playoff month. That's what I want. You're going to do this NBA, do it right, bro. All right? But anyways.
You tell
them. 76ers, Celtics in Boston at the Garden. And then, to be honest with you guys, bro, we play the Pacers, which is a big in-season tournament elimination game on,
send Joe Sway to Las Vegas, please.
Yeah, on December 4th. Is that in Vegas? Is that in Vegas on the 4th?
No.
They gotta win that game, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Indy.
And then after that, guys, like, there's 8 days that I don't know what the fuck is gonna want. So we have to figure that out.
We just went through this, bro.
My man. Whatever happens on December 4th will determine the rest of those days.
Yeah. And
if the Celtics lose, they're gonna host the loser of the Knicks and Bucks, which kind of be fun if they, the Bucks and the Celtics lose. But not fun in the sense of sending me to Vegas. Don't do that. But if the Celtics win, then
Plays going to Vegas, baby.
We'll put it like this. It's to be determined, all right? TBD. All right?
TBD.
So, I never made a prediction, though, with Celtics TBD before.
Well, you just make the prediction of the first game.
How many games there are? Because it's going to be the same amount of games.
Huh? Yeah.
You just know the opponent.
Yeah. Well, if they win, there could be four games
or there could be 3 games.
Yeah, so let's just stick with the three.
If the I will say this right now, the Celtics are winning the in season tournament.
All right, there you go. So 3-0. So 3-0. Okay,
that's it. That's your prediction.
They're gonna go into Indiana and they're gonna slap around Buddy Hield.
So 3-0 and go to Vegas, win the whole thing. All right, cool.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Hey, if I'm going to be in Vegas for like 15 hours.
Sway, I looked at flights. I was literally looking at it, and then I realized, actually, I'll be in fucking New Jersey.
No, skip that shit. Yeah. Imagine.
I have a new rule that I've reached since Maria Estella's baby shower. Is I don't skip Spanish baby showers. No. You know? I'm going for the potato. No, I mean, dude. I ain't fucking skipping that shit. It's
about
dude.
To be fire, bro.
Yeah, we got a
Mama Juana on deck all night, bro.
We got a 7 p.m. baby shower in Garfield, New Jersey, bro. You know what I mean? What the fuck am I gonna skip that shit for? You know what I mean? You might as well say townhouse 12 playing pachata all night, bro. That's what you might as well
say. For real, bro. That shit starts at 7? Yo, you're not leaving it to 2 a.m., bro.
I know.
At least 2 a.m., bro. You're gonna be part of a Domino's tournament that night, bro.
I know.
My favorite line is the fact that, like, you were the day after the baby shot, the last baby shower you went to, you woke up, you were like, yo, did I go to a baby shower last night?
No, was that a wedding? What was that?
Yeah, you're like, yo, that wasn't a wedding? That's that hangover. Hell yeah.
All right, so we all agree in 3-0?
Yeah, yeah, we're in the fucking tournament, baby!
3-0. Joe Sway's in Vegas. I'm not going to lose to the Indiana Pacers. Let's
fucking go. Sway's like, I've been approved. Got my credentials. Let's go, Celtics.
So there's a good chance that they're going to lose, but let's see what happens.
But
knowing my luck, the moment I get approved, so they might lose.
It's a whole new ball game. It's okay.
Sway's in Milwaukee.
I love how the email was just like, if your team doesn't advance, this doesn't apply. I repeat, if your team doesn't advance, like in other words, don't you dare come to fucking Vegas, all right? You're not getting it. All right, dude.
Wait, so he just crosses out Boston and writes Indiana and is like, oh, sir, your thing's, no, sorry, this is a typo.
I'm covering the Pacers, actually.
Yeah, I'm covering the Pacers. You want me to name the starting five? I can name the starting five.
All right, we'll see how this in-season tournament plays itself out, because obviously you'll have our reaction from it a week from today. But Sean, you did the best you could. Appreciate that. maybe we set you up. Maybe we should have prepped you a little better.
Yeah, this is a fucking setup.
Dude, just like, what, the 8 days off? Oh my god.
Yeah, it was worth it. Though. Yeah, all right, let's keep it moving. All right, let's wrap up this show the way we wrap up every single show here on Causeway Street. We took our trip around the NBA with Joel. In case you missed it.
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 Joel, the fuck did we miss?
Oof. I don't think a lot of people have missed this, but like we still got to talk about it anyways, because it's, you know, because when it comes to the NBA and the headline, so to speak, this is right there, and we're talking about Mr. Josh Giddey. All right. Allegations surfaced on social media last week and a since deleted post of a quote anonymous social media user saying that a girl who is seen with Giddey in the videos and photographs of this post was a high school junior at the time, right? Allegedly.
Jeez.
Social media account that posted this has since been deactivated. So what did the NBA do? They have opened up an investigation, and not just the NBA, but the Newport Beach Police Department is also aware of the information being circulated online.
So this girl's in Cali, huh? That's the thing, too. Everyone assumed that she's a local girl. I'm like, you don't know with these guys. I mean, they travel all over the country.
Yeah, so.
I love Newport Beach. It's a great vacation spot.
I know. I was that's the first thing that crossed my mind, but I figured it was a bad time to bring that up. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Again. Sean and I,
for a point of reference, Sean and I attended a wedding of our friend. That's why he's saying it.
Yeah. I rode a bicycle for days out there.
back to the Newport. back to the Newport Police Department. Yeah, they're conducting their own investigation. They released a statement about it. Quote, the Newport Beach Police Department aims to ensure a fair and a thorough investigative process while maintaining the privacy and dignity of everyone involved at this time. So, you know, the detectives are still conducting an active investigation, right? So, both the NBA and Newport Beach Police are currently investigating all of this, but at the same time, according to TMZ, the investigation has...
This is crazy.
The investigation has caught a snag, if you will. Has encountered crazy difficulties, if you will, when it comes to Mr. Giddey allegedly being in an inappropriate relationship with a underage female. The alleged teenage girl and her family are apparently refusing to cooperate with authorities during this investigation. So take that for whatever it's worth. Also, it was reported that Josh Giddey was ticketed twice for traffic violations in Newport Beach area back in July of 2022. So,
they're like, this guy's not new to this area.
Yeah. So, again, I mean,
he's been to the high school once or twice.
Well, I mean, I don't know, bro. I don't know what to tell you about the Newport.
Yeah, I just hope he's not that guy who's like fucking chilling in the parking lot, waiting for her to come out of fucking seventh period, bro. Oh, Jesus.
God, damn, bro. Yeah.
Creep galore. Yo.
Choice of words there, but yeah.
Are you guys gonna give me shit for that after the videos he made? Like, what's wrong with this guy, man? Like,
no,
he's popping on camera. Not to be funny, man, but it's like, if you're gonna be on camera and you're gonna, like, you know, do all that and put yourself out there, like.
Do all what?
What did you do? So he went on camera, all this girl's camera, the video that was published, which from my understanding was directed to what, her brother or her ex-boyfriend? I don't know who it was, but it was sort of like a taunt, as if like, yo, this is my girl, da 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 da. And I'm like, what would compel you to do something like that with one, an underage girl, but also two, any girl. Like, I don't know. I just think the whole thing is just, it's really odd to me. And it really makes me wonder, you know, where this guy's head is at in the sense of his maturity and if he truly understands the severity of this, you know, like NBA players wouldn't even do that with a woman who's over 21. Never mind. Like, so I don't understand if he understands this, if he truly understands the celebrity.
I don't think he does. Cause it just looked like if you didn't know basketball, if you didn't know the NBA, he looks like a fucking, you know, average Joe Schmo, you know, that's younger than what his age really is. Right. I'm not saying it's an excuse or anything like that, but
no, I know what you mean,
but you know what I'm saying? Right. You like, you know,
he just turned 21, but you wonder how long they've had this relationship.
Exactly.
You
wonder,
like, is she still the age that people are saying? Like, yeah, I don't
that's what
know,
I'm
man.
Saying. Like, so
there's a lot of question marks and a lot of
Of course.
There's a lot of non-concrete information with this thing. Yeah. It's really hard to weigh in on it, to be honest.
Exactly. Because, you know, it's alleged a female student at Newport, you know, Harbor High School in Newport Beach. So it's like, is that the school or is that, you know, just people assuming it's that because of, you know, the area? And they're like, oh, that's the only high school.
Right.
I don't know those answers, right? But, you know, when you got people jumping down Stephen A. Smith and, you know, Malika Andrews, you know, neck about like, oh, why aren't y'all like really reporting about this? Cause it's a white guy versus a black. It's like, nah, man, it's like you can, and Stephen A. made a great point. You can get sued because we don't have all the facts. We don't have all the facts.
Like, yo. I'm gonna go out there and get myself canceled. Fuck no! Like I don't blame you.
Like
guys.
Just because of a post.
I have a different opinion about this piece.
Yeah, but,
I have a different opinion about this. All right,
but what I'm about to say is just because you know someone makes a post saying X, Y, and Z, like oh he's having an inappropriate relationship with an underage female, it's like, is that like a reliable source or you just you know and why has the post been taken down and why you know it's a bunch of things that you run into.
No, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with the Malika Andrews and the Stephen A. Smith piece because what this actually comes down to is not, I don't think it's black or white. I think it's the fact that he plays for OKC. Like, for real, like, they don't talk about OKC ever and they don't feel like they need to, and if they make the playoffs, like SGA, whatever. And if Giddy's on the Lakers and this happens, you don't think they're talking about it as a number one news story?
But what are they going to say, though? That's what I'm
getting at. They're going to say exactly what's out there. I don't know exactly how to feel about it. They're going to say something. Hmm. The problem is that they didn't say anything. That's the problem. It's like they didn't say a single word about it.
She did, though. She did say it, but it's just like, I guess her tone or the way, and they were bringing up, you know, other.
I think what Sean is trying to say, though, is like, is the height of the player. Like, if this is Kevin Durant, then they're going to weigh in maybe. You know what I mean? Even if they weigh in the way we are right now, Joel, right? Like, they're going to say, there will be extensive conversation about it. Like,
but
I don't know.
I feel like
the fact that he's young and the fact that he's not like a top 25 NBA player, maybe that plays a part.
No, the examples that are being circulated around the internet when it comes to Malika Andrews is bringing up Joe Mazzulla and bringing up, what's his name? Brandon Miller. But listen.
Yeah, but Joel.
All right, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, those are two guys that hold a lot more weight than Giddy,
but the point is there was actual police reports. There was actual facts that they could talk about. Not that they necessarily had to talk about it, but they did.
Right.
In this case, there's literally all accusations. It's all assumptions. Right. Like there's nothing.
Especially because the parents aren't there. They don't want to get involved.
They're not cooperative. So
they're not cooperating. That's the word.
If the police were to be, if these people were to be cooperative, if they were to be, you know, cooperative in the investigation, then the police can do their jobs and then they will release saying, you guess what? We did X, Y, and Z. And now everyone's going to be able to talk about it. And then there's facts. There's facts that,
from a police report.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if it's less like, oh, he's allegedly, but like the police are charging Giddy with X, Y, and Z. Like that's what it is. That's what it is at the end of the day. That's the bottom line.
To me, with the Joe Mazzulla thing, it was the hot button topic because of, you know, Ime's suspension was salacious and all the details are going out. Well, maybe not all the details, but at least the headlines were giving everyone a glimpse into what happened and what led to his suspension. And I feel like she went completely off of that. Now, if people want to say that she was unfair in judging him and all that stuff, all right, that's fine.
That's fine, yeah. Go ahead.
At the same time, though, like you said, Joel, police reports, oh, man, that's an easy target, and that's exactly what she did with Joe Mazzulla. Like, there's no police report with Ime in that situation, but she was quick to be like, this motherfucker was arrested, he beat a girl, or he was, you know, charged with assault. How can the Celtics, and again, the Celtics, obviously, you know, one of the most respected franchises in the NBA, and given how he got that job, she was gonna come in with that hot take. She was gonna come in hot, you know what I mean? So I get that part of it, but at the same time, I feel like people are just a little quick to be like, you know, oh, she's racist, or she's, you know, this is the way she always is. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
I mean, that's Brian's.
What are the facts here? What are the 100% facts outside of the videos of Giddy being with this girl? And listen, I'm not trying to defend this guy, because I just think this whole thing is just very odd. And like I said from the top, when we first started the topic, like, the fact that you would even go on video with any woman like that, never mind someone with underage, it's just irresponsible and stupid, if you ask me. If you're an NBA player, you know, making millions or whatever, and the statue of, you know, who you are, but you have to remember again that he's not the, you know, he's not fully developed here, right? We're talking about a 20-year-old who just went on 21, like just turned 21. Or 21 who just turned 22, but, you know, who knows when he met this girl, I should say.
You know why everyone's mad at Malika? Because she married that fucking Dave McMenamin guy.
I think everyone found out after the fact, though. But yeah, you're right.
But then, you know, you got Des Bryant saying like, oh, just because you went to a private school, like, I know your type, I know your kind. Let any fucking journalist or anybody in the media say some shit like that to Des Bryant. Like, I know your kind. I know your fucking, I know your background. I know, like.
But what do you mean?
But that's, right. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
Right.
But come on. Like, honestly. And I'm not even a big Malika Andrews fan, right?
Wait. Des Bryant was the guy that got asked about his mom being a prostitute in the NBA, NFL combine. So,
by Malika?
By NFL GMs.
I'm like, what's the relevance?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying, you just said, like, oh, ask Des, like,
I said a journalist. I said a journalist. I didn't say NFL, you know, GM.
Journalists, yes. Journalists did that, too. They ran with it.
Oh. He said, oh. Well,
you didn't lead with that. Lead with that next time.
That was the biggest thing, was like, oh, all of a sudden out of the NFL combine, they were like, oh, Des Bryant's mom is like.
No, I mean, going back to the.
My whole thing is like, look, I get what people are, you know, very, you know, triggered when it comes to Malika and stuff because of her past. But with this one, man, I don't know if it applies. That's my only thing. But I understand the history.
I mean, going back to the Joe Mazzulla thing, like when she said what she said, it was more like, oh, if what Ime did was so bad, why are they hiring this dude who's got a checkered past? Yeah. That was her whole thing.
She said it was some sass.
Yeah, exactly. And then remember when she got at Stephen A was like, yo, I don't fucking appreciate what you're trying to say with this. Like, why? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That, like,
I forgot about that. Yeah.
So, like, Stephen A, like, defending her the other day was just like, yo, like, we've had our issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've talked like fucking adults. We're still colleagues.
Like, Stephen A's like, y'all saw it. Y'all saw what happened. Yo, he's so funny to me.
Yeah, his whole, you know, that she was like, oh, you're essentially not caring about the female and all of this, or the females in general who are getting harassed within the organization. And he's like, wait a second. I'm not trying to isolate anybody. I'm just like the situation in general. But. Yeah.
You know, Dia Long was sitting somewhere like, yo, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. You don't say nothing.
Right. Like, you are not taking the right angle.
Obviously, you know, both the NBA and the police are going to handle this. But if, you know, if the family of the alleged, you know, female girl doesn't want to get involved or don't want to cooperate, then what else can the NBA and the fucking and the police do? Honestly.
Cooperating is wild.
Yeah, the post got taken down. The post, you know, the account got deactivated. So, you know, it could have been anybody just, you know, just being like, yo, I fucking hate Josh Giddey and I'm going to fucking ruin him. Like, who knows? I'm just saying.
Dan, Joel, what are you, Giddey's attorney?
I'm not. I'm just,
yeah, you're on the dream team, bro?
I'm not on the dream team. What the fuck?
Got a lookalike.
I'm not saying anything about gloves fitting or not. I'm just saying. Yeah.
All right, Shapiro.
Jeez. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so in case you missed it, you know, moving on.
No, man, that's all we got, bro.
Congrats to Mark Cuban. He just sold the majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks to Miriam Adelson and the Casino Adelson family.
Great family.
For a price of $3.5 billion, in one of the most crazy sales.
I have heard a lot of people like be like, oh, yeah, so it's a Casino family. Like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah, okay? No, I don't know what it is either, but it's just...
No, me neither, Sean. I was joking. I don't know these things.
Yeah. They're just... They own casinos out in Vegas. I don't know what to tell you. But, you know...
Yeah, you really thought I heard someone play
it? No, you weren't the first person to be like, oh, yeah, Casino family. All
right.
Yeah. So...
But Sean's like, that's the joke.
So, the unique part of this deal, Cuban gets to keep his shares, and he's in full control of basketball operations still. So
I'm gonna have to ask. I'm gonna have to ask him about that.
Okay.
That's a bad deal.
Yeah, that's an awful deal. Like, why? Who would agree to that?
Mark Cuban would.
Yeah. So Cuban, who bought the team back in 2000, he bought that bitch. Guess how much he bought? He bought that bitch for
2.10 mil.
No, man. 2.10 mil? That what you just said?
2.10.
What's the matter with you?
3 million?
Yes.
Joel's like, oh shit, he's right. Damn it.
Yeah. 301 million? $1, Bob. Yep, Sway was the closest without going over. Yep, that's exactly what he paid.
He reaches for his wallet. He's like, all right, what's another fuck? Motherfucker said it with conviction, too.
Right.
You should have said yes. That's right.
That's exactly what he's paying now. I paid $285 million for the team. So, yeah, that's a kind of a come-up, if y'all ask me.
Yeah, that's a monopoly.
That's a monopoly.
Well done, Cuban. Well done. As I hover over my space heater in my apartment. No, I'm
kidding. I was just saying, we should all strive to be bigger and better than what we are.
He's like, as I open up my stove in my oven and I turn that bitch on high.
Yeah, right. as a means to warm up my place. Congrats, Mark. Enjoy it, bro.
Enjoy, man. Which, you know,
another big business deal in the books, bro.
The rich get richer, huh? It's America, baby.
As I warm up my ramen noodles, congrats, bro. My ramen noodles.
Why?
That I'm sure I paid 90 cents for him.
That has a shitload of sodium.
Yeah, that when you go to Dallas to cover the games, you have to buy your own fucking food while you're there, bro.
You know what, though? I'll give him credit, man. He provides some of the best beef in the NBA, man. Like, you're sitting, like, right behind the scores table and shit.
Yo, like, every player that's ever played there?
Yeah,
we'll tell you, yo, that was like the best thing.
Yeah, it's like when Jackie Chan brings Chris Tucker to Japan, you know?
He is eyeing him, but for real though, opponents talk about how they get that they get a nice catered spread after every time you play the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas.
Well, now it's definitely gonna go down because fucking bitch McGee got some money now.
He's gonna be like, anybody got time today?
Well, I mean, I just think it's dope that he's
give these motherfuckers pizzas like everybody else.
No, I'm saying, I just think it's dope that he gets to still run the team and he just made a fucking big ass profit off of it.
Did you really think he was going to give up that power though?
No, man.
The moment I heard about this deal, I was like, oh, so he's going to still run the team and make $3 billion. Excuse me. Good for you.
The only problem is he going to run the spread though? Is he going to still run the spread? You know. Yeah.
All right, last but not least, in case you missed it, right?
Joe goes, yeah. like a booze bag. Yeah.
So we were talking earlier about the in-season tournament, and we didn't discuss We didn't discuss.
Are we finally going to get to the out of season tournament?
No, man. We're still in season, right? Okay. So we didn't talk about how the seeding works, right? Because there's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 teams, right? That advance to the knockout stages out you west. Yes.
This is a great time to go through that. Hell yeah.
And you got the West, right? You got.
Look out for the Kings.
The number one seeded Lakers against the number four seeds, Phoenix Suns.
Okay. Yeah, when did the Lakers start winning games?
Seriously. And I think they only fucking won these games, like in season tournament games. I guess that was
really,
yeah.
That's I'm like, oh, so this is what you guys care about? Like,
yeah.
Just not being embarrassed? All right. I guess that's
Yeah. So, and then you got the number two Sacramento Kings against the number three New Orleans Pelicans. All right. You got Celtics Pacers, obviously, the 2 and 3 seed. Celtics were the 3 seed. And you got the Bucks at number 1 seed against the New York Knickerbockers, the number 4 seed. All right. So all those games, it's 4 games are.
And the losers face each other, right?
They face off on December 4th and 5th. Okay. And then they don't go to Vegas yet. So the winner of those, of that bracket, so to speak. The two winners against what? One loser? I forget.
I don't know, man. I think Sean's already fell asleep.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
No, I'm
I'm just playing. He's jawing down gambling tension
right now. No, but what you're saying, Sway, I don't see that here in this bracket that I'm looking at. I just see like the two winners.
Yeah, they didn't put it in there. It's
oh, okay,
weird.
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure. I'm like, yo. No, I don't see it, but I'm just making sure that I didn't, I'm not looking at something wrong here.
I feel like because they didn't do that, reporters have taken, you know, they've done the due diligence to be like, hey guys, FYI, like, if this team loses, because that was always sort of in the fine print when this whole thing was announced, but I feel like the bracket doesn't show that. It doesn't exemplify that. So I feel like people are a little confused. So now, reporters like, Steve Volpet, veteran Celtic beat writer, was like, hey, just so you guys know.
Boston Herald OG.
I know everyone's excited, but in case they lose this thing, they're going to be up against the loser between the Knicks and the Bucks. So that's interesting because it's going to be at home and, it's going to be a great matchup either way, right? Like the Knicks or the Bucks, especially if it's the Bucks. So, but hopefully that doesn't happen, you know, not to get you guys too excited because that's not what we're rooting for, right guys? We want to see this team, raise that trophy in Las Vegas. And by the way, man, people pet. He's the one that put that out there. And I'm like, you know what? No one's even like reviewed what happens if these guys lose. So I'm glad he did that because it reminded everyone.
All right, cool. Nah, man, he's an OG. He's a triple OG.
No, this in-season tournament reminds me of like the dude that used to run the league at the YMCA a few years back. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, you guys had these rules, but you didn't announce them the way you were supposed to, or you did, but, it was in the fine print. And we didn't get the whole story, but little by little, everyone's starting to finally figure out how this thing works.
All right, okay. So, yeah.
so that's good.
Thank you, we shall see the next like week and a half or so. But but to add a little, I guess, spice to the December 7th. For those that win the December 4th and 5th.
Why did you say spice like that?
Okay, did you prefer me say add a little hops to?
I was gonna say it sounded like McLovin talking about beer.
So for the
21-year-old from Hawaii.
So for the semifinals coverage of the in season tournament, the NBA in season tournament, TNT and ESPN, they'll blend their coverage. They'll do a little mix and match, so to speak, featuring EJ, Charles, Kenny, Shaq, Stephen A, and Mike Wilbon.
Yeah, nobody asked for this. What's going on?
Oh, damn. Man, I really thought out of everybody, you would have been excited about that.
Yo, TNT is fine the way it is, man. I mean, it's cool, I guess.
No, I mean, the tournament is covered by both, you know, ESPN and TNT, so they just figure they mix it up a little bit. Yeah. It's like when they finally got, I don't know why this took decades to happen, RIP to Craig Sager, but like, Why was he never in the NBA Finals? Why did he never get the cover in NBA Finals? As like the best sideline reporter like ever.
Well, I feel like TNT should just cover the NBA Finals, but that's neither here or there. I just like they're just a better, entertaining, more informative group, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Just like across the board. But no, that's cool, man. I'm just joking around. It's just one of those things where when I say no one asked for that, it's because like you go to a TNT broadcast.
No one asked for that. and we got Sean snoring, by the way.
Yeah, Sean's out, bro. Yo, Sean, you, Mr. Ducha.
Mute your mic, bro.
Yeah. Stop snoring or mute your mic. Like, I just feel like that's what people expect. So it's like, it's kind of cool, but it's not like, oh, that sounds amazing. Like,
I feel like said, that sounds amazing.
I feel like if it was the other way around, it kind of would sound cooler. Like, if it was like Chuck and Kenny crashing like an ESPN-based thing, and you know they're just like being bullies, I think that would be really funny. But that's just me. That's just me.
So you're saying like unannounced, they shouldn't have announced it. It should have just happened.
No, I feel like it sounds like a couple of ESPN guys crashing their set, as opposed to, you know, a few TNT guys crashing the majority of an ESPN crew. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hate it.
It's not really 50-50. Sean, what the fuck? He was like, I'm not sleeping, I'm paying attention. Out.
Done.
Yo, he's getting to some mean snoring now, bro. He's like, it's like, yeah.
I'm like, this is not gonna get any better. No, my whole thing is like, I think it's cool because, like, you know, the main dudes from TNT, they really don't do the play by play or color commentary. They're before the game, halftime, and same thing with Wilbon and Stephen A. So, like, if they're gonna be on the actual broadcast, like the play by play, or either be one play by play and the other guy, you know, color commentary, and they mix and match, I think that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'm just thinking about it as like strictly from a play by play standpoint.
Yeah, they're not switching. And they're not like, oh, TNT's just gonna be all ESPN. That'd just be weird. Then they just leave it the way it is.
Yeah. I almost want like an extended inside the NBA. I guess I think that would be way more entertaining. Whereas, like, you know, these guys are breaking shit down, and you know how Chuck is. Like, you say something you don't agree with, he'll just be like, Mike, are you serious? You know what I mean? Like, that shit would be great. As opposed to just them covering a game. So maybe I overlooked that. But yeah, like the banter between these guys for 30 minutes, I think would be way more entertaining than, you know, them calling the game.
No, most definitely.
But I'm not against it. You know what I mean? I don't think it's stupid. I just think it's one of those things where it's just like, all right, go and do that.
I don't know, man.
I'm biased, bro. I'm biased. I love the TNT crew. I think they're like head and shoulders above ESPN. Like,
you're right, but it's not like we're gonna get JJ Redick. You know what I mean? Or
yeah, that's true. They got the best.
Fucking, you know,
I'm a huge Wilbon guy.
Yeah. So yeah. And then to get to hear them outside of just before and after and, you know, halftime, then cool. I'm with that. Yeah. And the mix and match.
He said, you ain't going to get Jay Williams. Good point.
Like, not even Jalen Rose, bro. Like, I don't need to hear Jalen Rose on my play-by-play. Sorry.
Yo, I'll never forgive Jay Williams for that fucking Ime Udoka tweet, bro. Remember that shit?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well, if you don't remember, I'll fucking remind you. And you two listeners, the first black head coach in Celtic, like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, that just... That just goes to show you, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
The stupid, which is, I guess, you know, listen, obviously Boston has this racist history, but it just goes to show you that, like, Celtics history is everything but racist.
Exactly.
Like, what? Red Auerbach was anything but racist. Like, and so many people, especially like, you know, people who didn't grow up here, obviously, right? But also, like, the black community, man. Like, people who just, you know, And guys who play in the league, who have, you know, roots through the NBA, and they still hold that shit. And it's just like, yo, no one educated you about the Boston Celtics? Like, how old are you, my guy? You know what I mean?
Not only that.
After a certain age, if you play in the NBA, this is unforgivable for me. If you're a black NBA player and you don't know how significant the Celtics franchise is, then that's a damn shame on you. Like, you need to go open a book, like, seriously. And I feel like a lot of NBA players are like that.
No, it's...
I'll take it a step further.
You want to be serious as a journalist or someone that like as a
know your history,
student of the game, so to speak. So then, right. What the fuck? Yo, did he even apologize for that? Did he even put out a tweet?
Yeah.
He didn't, right? Bro, Why was that left alone?
He said he got hacked.
Oh my god, that's right. That motherfucker, dude. You're right.
He said and he everyone just let that shit slide.
Okay, yeah, dude, that happens, you know, because it's the Celtics.
Even if I see this dude, I swear it's on site, bro. It is on site. Like, we're gonna have a conversation.
He tweets out after it becomes official that Mazzulla's taking over officially as the head coach. Oh, Celtics just hired their second black coach in history.
Yo,
I got hacked, guys.
Doc Rivers fucking saw too, just like, yo, is he serious? Like,
yo, and Doc is there now, Joe. I can imagine, dude. If I was Doc, like, yo,
Doug,
did you forget I was there for fucking 8 years, bro? Like, what's wrong with you?
Bro, on site, bro. Bring that shit up, bro. Bring it up.
Doc Rivers, fucking, you know.
Larry Bird's
heyday is all Casey Jones fucking, you know, video of him talking to Larry Bird and the big three. What's the matter with you, bro?
The first black player to start a game, the first starting five, all black starting five in the 50s?
Yeah.
Bro, are you fucking serious? Like,
the first player
you
coach.
You don't know that?
The first player coach. You know? The first, come on, dude. Like, Bill Russell,
Casey
bro?
Jones?
Bill Russell, bro? Bill Russell was the coach, what? Player coach of the squad, man. What's wrong with you, guy?
Where the fuck did you grow up? Jesus. Anyways.
I think I would accept anything else other than I got hacked. And I just got left alone. If that was the Lakers.
That's why it doesn't sit well with me, Jordan. That's exactly why it doesn't sit well with me. I hate you. That's the biggest haha you got me.
Yeah.
But it's like, nah, man. But seriously, can you follow up on that? Like, you're gonna leave it like that? Yeah, like,
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
Right.
That's great. I love that. That's another bonus there. I feel like every episode we're getting these bonus in case you missed it.
And of course
we definitely talked about that, but like, yeah, I just then,
of course this clown went to Duke, of course. Like, yeah. What would Jalen Rose say about that?
Fucking A.
He's no Grant Hill, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah. I hear you, bro. I hear you. Yeah. So that's gonna do it
for this. I haven't gone there in years, but damn, we went up there.
I never knew you took it there, but so it's great, you know. I like that,
bro. When you put the hack thing, I was like, oh, what an idiot! He's done. I don't want to see the guy get fired, but I'm saying that he's done in the sense of like everyone's gonna be like, yo, what is wrong with
credibility?
You? No one said a fucking peep.
Yeah,
because
it's the Celtics,
bro.
Because it's the Celtics. Like if that was the Lakers or the Knicks or you know the team other teams that are not considered, you know, just a white team or whatever.
Right. That's yo, you're
is.
Right.
That's what it is.
And then people be like, oh, yeah, Red Auerbach. Yeah, Red Auerbach was, like, the most non-racist in NBA history, bro. Right. Yeah. You could say that with fucking vigor when you think about what he did. What he did in his time. And everybody's just like, yo, you're a fucking idiot. He's just like, fuck off. He said, I'm an idiot? Watch us win these rings real quick. Watch me win this championship real quick. Like,
watch me bucking. Watch you break color barriers and shit.
For real. I'm gonna fucking round it off 11 with a fucking cigar in his mouth. Like, fucking suck that, bro.
Suck on this.
Suck on this, bro. Yo. Red is goated, bro. Red is goated from all angles. From the fucking Boston community, black community, NBA matters, or NBA cares, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. All of it, bro.
All of it is correct, yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this passionate edition of In Case You Missed It. You know, follow us on all social media platforms at Causeway Street.
From time to time, motherfuckers will catch a stray, you know?
Yeah,
you know. Catching strays.
I mean, you know, from time to time, you hear some real shit on this program, you know? That's what it is.
That's right.
That's what it is, you know?
Ain't that right, teacher?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly right. It's very true. That's very true, Drew Jay. Hit up causewaystreet.com for your Celtics rumors, news, and opinions. And don't forget, subscribe to Causeway After Hours. That's patreon.com/causeway for exclusive content and giveaways such as our jersey giveaways. It's not just Celtics jerseys, by the way. Like, if you want jerseys from another team, you know, we don't frown upon that.
Yo,
you can get whatever you want. It's whatever it is.
Whatever you want, man.
As long as
you're a subscriber.
Yeah, I suggest you don't request a Giddy jersey, but you know, everything else is pretty much on, you know, that's out for grabs, okay?
So that's just me, but
yeah. So that's just my recommendation. But patreon.com/causeway, subscribe to Causeway After Hours. So
yeah, man. We also got a couple clips out there from the most recent episode, so yeah, man, check us out, man. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you think of the value of a jersey, and you think of like a few months, maybe two, three, four, like you're bound to win, right? Like I like your chances. You know, the math is mathing right now, if you ask me. So
especially those who took advantage of our Black Friday sale.
You got two entries.
Yeah.
And now you still have an opportunity to, just by subscribing, your name is entered to the raffle. And literally every 3 weeks, we're pulling a winner. And I'm telling you, I really like your chances. So yeah, check us out. Patreon.com/causeway. For $2.99 a month, you get Causeway After Hours, all episodes, season one and two, and of course, one-on-one with Joe Sway, my one-on-one podcast. Three seasons in, man, we got a special episode coming up. The pre-game playlist, right? It's something I did in season one, bringing it back for season three because there's a whole lot of new faces on the Celtics roster, and they all have ways in which they get prepared for a basketball game. I thought it was really, really interesting, to be honest with you, especially with one of the Celtics trainers who's sort of like the quote-unquote DJ. I guess I'll just leave it at that. Mm. And I spoke to about four or five Celtics players about what they do before now, games. So, yeah, man, check it out, man.
Now, was Porzingis one of these players?
No, but it's funny. That's funny you say that because I wanna talk to him soon and add his part in because I feel like he's got a funny answer. So
yeah,
I'm glad you said that because yeah, man, I wanna know. What do you bump him before games for sure?
I wanna hear Porzingis and for some reason Sam Hauser. I don't know why.
No, I got him.
Nice.
That's funny you say that.
Nice, all right.
And cool. he has an interesting answer. So check that, we got that coming out, man.
Cool.
For sure.
That's patreon.com/causeway.
Absolutely. Also got another a one-on-one with assistant coach Sam Cassell be coming out sometime in the next
Sam
couple
I
weeks.
Am?
Yeah, man. And we're not just talking basketball, man. I'll tell you more the closer we get to the release date. But again, there's plenty of content on patreon.com/causeway between the 40-plus episodes of After Hours. And three seasons of one-on-one with Joe Swift.
Yeah, man. This has been in the works since pretty much, what, the bubble? That's when this started. So you got a lot of content to either, play daily or if you want to binge. You got plenty of options on there, right? Again.
I mean, we're damn near 30 episodes into the new season, so there's a lot, man.
Patreon.com/causeway. Do the right thing, all right?
That's right.
Cool. So, from Sean Dutra, from Josue,
yeah, that's right,
and Joel. All I gotta say is, hit your hands out and reach for the stars. No, I forget that. What was that saying? Was
by Casey like, Kasem? Right, I feel like reach for the stars is part of it.
Something with reach for the stars. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem, and this has been the Causeway Street Podcast. Until next week, Casey's, folks.
Casey's like, I never said it like yeah. that. So.
My favorite is probably Jerry Springer, you know, take care of yourself and each other.
And each other. It's like, you should have told that dude who's beating up the other guy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, now he's got, a lawsuit pending because of violence on TV. And Steve is your lead witness.
daytime television in the 90s.
So. Yo, all right, Peter, Jerry Springer. I forgot he's no longer with us.
I thought you were going to say Steve.
No, Steve's still alive. Springer. Springer's not here.
So, remember that spinoff show he had where he would just scream at people?
Yeah, it was Steve. It was like the Steve Bilko show. I forget his last name, but it was weird. Right. Yeah.
They would just describe why a certain person was a piece of shit, and then they'd be like, yo, you're not going to believe this, but the piece of shit's right here. Come on out, Steve. Or whatever. Yeah. And they'd be like, why are you a piece of shit? What the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, yo, this isn't a show. Like, what is this? And everyone would just sit in the audience and shake their heads. And like,
it's like, I didn't know Steve even spoke. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. I thought you do security, but why are you screaming at everyone?
For real. Yeah. So yeah, until next time.
Later.
We out.
NBA.